Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, Torrey Holt, 11 years, 7 Pro Bowlers. Top 15, 16 most receiving yards in league history, and he's a former Ram, and tonight the L.A. Rams host Arizona. I don't know. I look at this tonight, and I think to myself, when you go into playoff games, you're at home, you think you've got the healthier team, the better defense, and the better coach. If I, as a player, I would feel like if I was a Ram tonight, does it add pressure or confidence knowing you check more boxes tonight?
I think it's both. You know, with the Rams got to pick themselves up off of the letdown and the missed opportunity last week against San Francisco 49ers, still up home field. They got pushed around in that game. So the pressure for them, first and foremost, is who's going to show up tonight? Yes, it's the biggest of stages, so they all know the expectations. But now's the time. The beauty is they got another opportunity, Colin. This is a good football team. Now, they'll be challenged on the back end, obviously, with the injuries that's happening with Taylor Rapp and Fuller, guys who play extremely well for this football team. There's going to be some challenges there. And even with the linebackers, somebody's got to slow down Ertz. Who would that be? But this is a talented football team at home. They have a ton of confidence. Even getting pushed around by the 49ers, this is still a confident football team. But I want to see how they respond from getting pushed around by divisional team in the 49ers, and then they play another divisional football team tomorrow night in the Arizona Cardinals. Will the Cardinals try to mimic some of that of the San Francisco 49ers? I just don't think the Cardinals are tougher than the Rams.
You know, it's interesting. You averaged 77 yards per game, which is like top 10 all time in the history of the NFL. I think it's like 7th. Cooper Kupp is getting to a point where I almost expect 80 yards a game from Cooper Kupp. Now, all receivers are not the same. Some are burners, some are route runners. When you watch Cooper Kupp, what do you see? I mean, because, Torrey, it's one thing to get yards. He's open a lot, right?
Yeah.
You were open a lot. What does he do that's special to you?
Well, for one, he's a fantastic football player, first and foremost. And real ball players know what I'm talking about. He happens to play the wide receiver position. He's very productive. He was that way when he was in university. I mean, you saw the breakdown of him and his father just throwing the ball around the house. So he's very comfortable around the football. He's got natural hands, great hand-eye coordination. And then, as you see there, the run after the catch ability. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. He's good in the red zone. He's efficient on third downs. He can play inside extremely well, as we always see, but he's also a good X or good Z if you need him. Total package, triple crown winner, so greatly deserved. From the beginning of the season to now, Cooper Kupp has played MVP football. He'll be in talks for that, as well as the Offensive Player of the Year. I don't know if the Rams are the same football team if they don't have Cooper Kupp on the roster. He's come through all year long for this ball club, and I think he'll come through again on Monday night. That's just who he is. It's the other guys that want to have to continue to raise their game up to the level of all-pro like Cooper Kupp for the Rams to advance.
So what did you make of the quarterback draw? Let's start with that. What did you make of the call?
I didn't like the call at all, but I totally get the logic of it. They just got to be smarter. The Cowboys all year long lacked in details. I mean, you've heard it all weekend and even today, Monday. Everybody's talking about the lack of details from the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing in regards to the talent. Again, the lack of details here by Dak Prescott and that football team. You got to be aware of situations. Get the ball to the referee. Get it spotted. Or go down. First and foremost, go down 5 yards early. Get the ball to the ref. Give yourself a chance to throw a Hail Mary. They were not locked in. And this is a football team, Dallas Cowboys, most penalized football team in the National Football League. At some point, those things come to hurt you. And when you're playing good teams like the San Francisco 49ers in the offs and just want to go home, you can get beat. And that's exactly what happened to the Dallas Cowboys. They beat themselves, over-penalized, and did not make the plays. But shouts out to the San Francisco 49ers, an NFC West team. Colin, 3 teams in the NFC West, 10 or more wins this season. And this NFC West, all 4 teams have played in the Super Bowl in the last 20 years. This football conference, they know how to play when it comes to playoff times, and they certainly know how to get to the Super Bowl. San Francisco 49ers, shout out for them standing up. Again, showing physical mentality, taking that style on the road to Dallas and getting out of there surviving and getting a win, and they will advance.
Listen, we saw three tiers of quarterback play this weekend. We saw, you know, Mahomes, Brady's first half, Josh Allen, Burrow. That's elite stuff. That's world class. And then we saw guys in the middle that are certainly capable. Dak, Jimmy G, Derek Carr, certainly capable. Not quite as special, but capable. And then we saw, let's take Ben out because he's retiring. Then we saw Mac and Jalen. So they weren't good enough, but to me the question is, are they not good enough, or are they not good enough yet? And I don't know. I look at the AFC, and I look at all these AFC quarterbacks, and Herbert, and Burrow, and Allen, and Mahomes, and Lamar, and I look at Mac Jones, and Torrey, part of me is like, man, that ceiling, that those guys are all not even in their prime yet. Maybe Mahomes is. If you were Belichick, would you consider saying, hey, listen, I've developed this kid. Nine teams need quarterbacks. I'm 70. I'm going to kick the tires on moving Mac and getting a guy like a Kirk Cousins or a Derek Carr. Is that crazy?
Yes. I'm staying with a winner. This guy's a winner, Colin. This guy won in college. A phenomenal job in his rookie years. Just like any other rookie quarterback, you're going to have your bumps and your bruises. But his team was in the offs. It wasn't Mac Jones and that entire team. Patriots and coaches alike lost that game in Buffalo. Everybody got beat. They ran up against a better matched Buffalo Bills team with a guy in Josh Allen, who's one of the top quarterbacks, top five quarterbacks, whatever you want to put him in the National Football League. And he's young. And he's only going to continue to get better from his experiences. They were better than the Patriots on the other night. And Mac Jones is fine. The experience that these young guys garner from this game will help them leaps and bounds as their career goes forward. The trajectory for this guy's career is on par because they have a solid organization, the leadership over there in New England. They want to win. The expectation is to win. They want guys want to be there to win. So I would not panic. I'll keep Mac Jones in there. Let him continue to develop and lead this football team. He's a winner. The Patriots will continue to be in favorable positions with the team that they have.
Okay, so Jalen Hurts. Philadelphia's got three first-round picks. Russell Wilson's not happy. Aaron could be on the market. Deshaun Watson. Do you feel the same way with Jalen Hurts, who really struggled yesterday? There were more opportunities for him than Mac. I mean, that Tampa Bay didn't move the ball much third quarter. Do you feel the same way with Jalen Hurts as I'm rolling it back with him?
Yeah, I do. I like the beauty of the – and I like the development – and where our young quarterbacks are going. So no, I don't want to turn the page on Jalen Hurts. And I still want to see more. He wants to see more, but his attitude, his mentality, again, another Alabama player quarterback who's come from an environment of winning, understands what it takes to win, has the right mindset. If you listen to him the other day in his post-presser, the things that he was saying, he's ready to get back to work right now. I like that leadership. I like where the Eagles and Jalen Hurts are going. Just continue to build around him, continue to ask him to raise his game up. I think the Eagles going with Jalen Hurts will be fine going forward.
So the favorites all won this week except the 49ers. And, there's a reason they're favorites. We were talking – I don't think Cincinnati – I feel like this has been a great season, somewhat overachieved in their division. And I think – I don't see them going to Tennessee and winning. I think that's a big ask. That's a big ask. I also don't think San Francisco can go to Green Bay. If I said to you, I just think there are things I feel and things I don't. I think the two teams, you tell me, did you ever have a bye and did it help you? Because I think
yes.
it does.
Yes. And for us, I remember I bye week my year, my 99, my rookie year in 1999 with the St. Louis Rams. We had a bye week and we was itching to get out on the field. Practices were phenomenal. Guys were just itching, couldn't wait to get out on the football field, and we were able to unleash that energy. I think we put up 40-some plus points in that game against the Vikings. Chris Carter, Randy Moss, and those guys. Heck of a football team, talented as well. And that bye, I just remember how fresh we were. I just remember how locked in we were. We were comfortable. We were at home. We were able to sleep in our own beds. We were able to come to our facilities every day and train and prepare and to get ready for the biggest games of our lives. So, yes, the bye weeks can help, Colin. And this is the playoffs. And the beauty of playoffs, and particularly this year, this has been a fantastic year of NFL football, one of the best ever. And anybody right now feels they can go anywhere and win. And that's why I'm excited about San Francisco and the Packers, because San Francisco's style of football, they're going to run it at you down after down. And without Bosa the other night, without Bosa, they were still getting out the street and Dante Evans and those, and DJ Evans and those guys. So the playoffs, anybody can go on the road and win, and certainly with the parity that we have right now in the offs.
All right. Great seeing you. By the way, Torrey and his brother Terrence started the Holt Brothers Foundation, the yes. promise to help kids who have parents and guardians with cancer. Also, if you want to help him, his Hall of Fame vote for Canton, profootballhalloffame.com/fan vote. It's great seeing you. We always love you on the show, my man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin, always, man. And appreciate you having me on. And yes, HopeBrothersFoundation.org. Help us out. We're helping young kids with a parent or guardian is battling with cancer, providing peer empathy, education, and emotional support to those kids. So HopeBrothersFoundation.org. We can certainly use your help and spread the word. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you, Torrey Holt, an all-time great. Yeah, I have a hard time thinking Cincinnati can go on the road. I just feel like it's baby steps. I feel the same way in the NBA. Like this Chicago Bulls team, they put them together. They're going to have a great regular season because they're trying to create chemistry. Not a lot of stars. Zach LaVine, not a lot of stars, a lot of B guys. And I think they're going to win a playoff series. I don't think they could go beat a Miami. I don't think they could beat a Milwaukee. I don't think they could beat a Brooklyn. I'm not sure. I think they could beat Philadelphia, depending on Embiid's health. But the Chicago Bulls are a classic. You put guys together. You're not championship level yet. The regular season means a lot. You play your butt off. But if Bam and Butler are healthy and have home court advantage and Spoelstra, then you're not going to beat that team.
But that's okay. You are that until you're not. That's what
right.
Milwaukee was until they got over the hump.
Yes.
That's what the Raptors were.
And it took Milwaukee.
Until they got Kawhi.
Yep.
Yes. It's baby steps.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't have to be overnight.
Man. All right. Rams tonight, 3.5-point favorites over Arizona. I like them to cover. I went 4-0 in outcomes. Well, we knew Kansas City was going to win. I wouldn't bet it, but Kansas City's better. By the way, you know, I got nothing against Ben, but I'm over it. Like, I'm over every other game being a disaster. I love good quarterback play. Steelers offense is hard to
watch.
You
throw past the sticks.
Once.
Just with the you see it right there. And then we need a first down, so just throw it past where the first down marker is.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Faherty Brand offering 20% off. FahertyBrand.com/Herd, code Herd20. Twin Brothers family business, best looking clothes, lifetime guarantee of quality. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is The Herd Line News.
Chiefs and Bills headed for a showdown in the divisional round.
It feels like a pre-Super Bowl. It's like, it's too bad it's not in the conference championship, because that's what it feels like.
It's a rematch of last year's AFC championship game. Chiefs won 38-24, and Patrick Mahomes says he knows it will be a hard-fought game.
Yeah, I mean, you expect a really good football team that's going to play really hard. We're expecting a fight. We're expecting a battle. They have a great offense, great defense, great special teams, and we played them in the AFC championship game last year. And we know that it's going to be another fight for us if we want to try to move on to the AFC Championship game this year.
By the way, the Bills now are, did you notice against New England, Buffalo ran the ball. They were like committed to running the ball.
Yes.
Finally. And we've been saying this, Singletary and Moss are good backs. They have very capable backs.
And the Patriots defense is good.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just have to commit to it and commit to it early. I was very confused why the Cowboys didn't do that yesterday. You know you need to run the ball in order to win. Commit to it early. Allen and Mahomes both threw for 5 touchdowns in their wild card games this weekend. Obviously, the Steelers, we just talked about them, not really a great team. I would say that's a little more impressive from Josh Allen, because the Patriots were a better team than the Steelers.
I don't know.
Still really impressive for both of them.
What's the line on this about a field goal? I would think Kansas City
is currently favored by 2, according to FoxBet.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
The Bills were unbelievable. They had no turnovers, and they never faced a fourth down.
The thing about the Bills is, and they have a history of doing this the last 2 years, boom.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is
you don't get
Josh Allen.
You don't get back-to-back.
You can get that Josh Allen, or you can get the Josh Allen you saw during the end of the season in the regular season. You can get the worst Josh Allen ever, or you can get whatever that was against the Patriots.
Every single line I've seen so far, here's what worries me. I like the favorites in all of them, and I never do. I like the favorites in every game next weekend, so something's got to change. I got to sit here and wait. And
I do think this is going to be a great game, though. I think the Bills are a little bit better than last year. Again, depending on what version of Josh Allen you get, that's the way the Bills are going to go.
Now, I said it was my last Blazing Five, but I was 2-2. The America may be yearning for one more Blazing Five.
Well, the Seahawks season ended in a very disappointing way, and there was immediately talk about the future of Russell Wilson, what's going to happen with Pete Carroll and John Schneider. Well, according to sources closest to Russ, he has now said he wants to explore his options and see what else is out there for him. There's been no head coaching changes or GM changes of yet.
Mm-hmm.
And according to ESPN's Chris Mortensen, Pete Carroll and John Schneider will be back next season the Seahawks.
Okay, so it's funny how he said that after that came out. Okay.
They met on Thursday with the owner, Jody Allen, and reported that all systems are go for them to remain with the team.
Who's that, Pete Carroll and John Schneider?
Yes, he also added that the team expects Russell Wilson to be back since he has 2 years left on his contract. He has a 4-year, $140 million deal that he signed, an extension that he signed in 2019. This offseason is going to be, like, we have a lot of coaching hires that need to be filled, but Russ could possibly be on the market now. Derek Carr, if things don't go the way that he wants with Bisaccia in Las Vegas, I still maintain that there's a possibility Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get traded. Like, there's going to be some major movement. The league is going to look, I think, drastically different next year. One, obviously, with all the coaching hires that have to be made. What assistants move where? If someone like Buffalo loses their offensive coordinator, are they the same team next year?
Dable's going to get one of those jobs.
Right.
Remember, we thought he was going to get one last year. So he was like a favorite to get the Charger job and didn't.
We've seen this with teams before. They lose a coordinator and the team doesn't look quite the same. Or they have a down year. They have to adjust to a new system. I would not be surprised if Russ is not there next year. Not just because this came out. Like, I do think it's a little bit, it was a down year and you should be allowed to have a down year. But this situation feels a little bit like it's starting to get a little too much friction and maybe it's just coming to an end.
And also you're getting a lot of stuff played through the media,
which generally means the communication lines are not good.
That's right.
Because if we are hearing this pretty consistently in murmurs all the time, that means that they are not on the same page. Because why would that be coming out?
That's right. So I mean, when I see a lot of stuff coming out of the media, people are trying to get their side of the story out
right. Instead
of talking to each other.
Exactly.
Problem.
So the Cowboys lost to the Niners 23-17 following a chaotic ending to the game. And Jerry Jones shared his views after the loss.
All right.
Very disappointing. I'm disappointed for our fans. They deserved us to win this game tonight, and they deserved us to go farther. So it was quite a letdown. Quite a letdown. When you get this combination of players together, you need to have success. Because we all know how it goes in the NFL. The whole thing is set up to take away from the best and add to the ones that need improvement.
When was the last time you were this disappointed after a loss?
I can't remember.
He didn't discuss the future of Mike McCarthy, refrained from commenting on it.
I would have to move off Mike McCarthy. I've seen too much. I've seen a year and a half of chaos. I can't do it. I can't do more. Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore. I can't do it. I can't do more of this penalty clogged clock management incompetent nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed all the different reasons why these coaching openings are there. I don't think every situation is the same. Different coaches
and this
left for
and
different
this would
reason.
Be a clock management emergency.
Well, you have to be good at, if you're a good team, you're good at situational football, because in the playoffs everybody's good. That's why you have upsets. Everyone is in the playoffs for a reason.
Yeah.
They're talented. And sometimes it comes down to situations, and that's on your leaders in Dak Prescott and your stars to make big plays, and on the coaches to make sure that everyone is prepared and knows what they're going to do. To your point, the fake punt, it was like, what? It was utter chaos. Like, it was chaos. It was like the sprinklers had just come on at the wedding. Like, why is this happening? How are you not prepared for what's coming after you do that? You get a delay of game?
And it's funny because Kyle Shanahan's very much, McVay's a lot of energy on the sideline. He's talking to players. Kyle Shanahan, and there was never a moment he's in his call sheet. He's not into it. I mean, like, San Francisco's sideline is under total control the entire game. They've prepped. They've planned. Now, Jimmy G not letting Trent Williams getting set is outrageously.
But you can only coach so far. Like, that's a player mistake.
If the Niners lose, I felt, and I am a supporter of Jimmy G, between the pick and the fourth and inches, I would have blamed Jimmy G. I thought the coaches for the San Francisco 49ers, because I agreed with the field goals. They only won fourth down where they punted, where I didn't like it at all. Outside of that, I would have taken the points.
No, it would have felt like Jimmy G let them back in the
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
That they were able to climb back in the game at all, that they even had a chance. It's 11 straight playoff appearances without reaching the conference championship. That's the longest streak in NFL history. They scored 17 points and had 14 penalties. That's the most penalized. They were also the most penalized team during the regular season and tied for the most penalties by any team in a playoff game. They're completely undisciplined. And to Jerry's point, you can't put together a collection of players like this. You cannot have the season that you have.
By the way,
you cannot consistently win this division. Pay Dak, pay Zeke, pay all your stars.
Don't be surprised if Zeke is gone. I talked to Matt Mosley yesterday. They got to make some decisions here because they're paying Amari and Tyron Smith, and Zach Martin, and Dak Prescott. Now, they don't have to pay Micah or Trayvon Diggs. They're going to have to make Tony Pollard now, my guess is next year, is their number one back. I think they'll move off Zeke. I really do.
Well, they have to make some changes. I genuinely did feel bad for Cowboys fans yesterday.
It was pretty tough. Like, there were people crying in the stands.
Yeah. I mean, we tend to overlook the fans when we're talking about this because, you know, it's the Cowboys and whatever. But
it hurts. It's no fun.
No, it sucks. And when you have all these expectations, which I think this year for the Cowboys was fair. Like, we talk about the Cowboys being overrated sometimes. Like, this year it really felt like they should have had high expectations for this team. So it was really disappointing. I do think it's going to look different next year.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
And joy is my witness. I'm not a fire the coach guy. I always err on the side of give the coach another year. I'd move off McCarthy. I'd just make him an advisor. I'd pay him, hover over it, special assistant to the owner. I'd move Dan Quinn in or Kellen Moore. I got to do something. I just can't bring this thing back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Well, it was the NFL's wild card weekend. Most of your favorites won. Many of them won in blowout fashion. So we thought in our three-word game this week, one of our last of the year, we would use three words to describe both teams in the game, not just the game itself. So let's start with the Raiders. Three words, crazy car ride. Haven't won a playoff game in 19 years, but they are the first team to make the playoffs after a mid-season coaching change since 1961. And in the end, Derek Carr led a chaotic franchise to a playoff berth. Yes, he had that interception there in the red zone, fourth and goal from the Bengals 9. But it was a great ride, and I think if you're a Raider fan, you just cross your fingers, you can keep it going and kind of fasten up and button up the culture. Bengals, just trust Joe. Over his last three games, not only is Burrow 3-0, but he's completed 76.5% of his throws. They scored on each of their first five possessions. He's got just enough mobility, just a good enough arm, and a ton of it. It does help. Jamar Chase had 116 of his 244 yards. He had a big throw up the right sideline on a third and long midway through the fourth. And it's kind of a forgettable moment. But, boy, when he gets in crisis, he is going to Ja'Marr Chase, and I hope you got him doubled because you're not going to stop that kid man-on-man coverage. New England, Mac and Freeze. Last five games, Mac Jones, 8 touchdowns, 7 picks. Did the league figure him out? Well, the weather got worse, and they played better defenses, Miami and Buffalo. He also trailed in games late in the year. That's a much tougher pivot for a rookie quarterback. It's one thing, they had a long stretch where he was pretty good with a lead in the middle of the season. End of the year, he was trailing really good teams and playing better defenses. And, I mean, that, and it was the most points allowed by Belichick, 47, in his NFL career. Buffalo, how about Buffalo? Whoa. First team in the Super Bowl era to score on their first 7 possessions. Even when the Patriots seemed to have Josh Allen bottled up, it didn't matter. He was 20 of 25 in inclement weather. I mean, just, and it looks so easy. Do you know that Josh Allen has had 20 straight possessions against New England without a punt? Yeah, he's good. Philadelphia, a serious decision. Nick Sirianni, what do you do? Had the lowest completion percentage of any quarterback in the playoffs, lowest passer rating. And I think probably more disturbing is Philly was 0-7 against playoff teams. So you could take this game and say and frame it however you want to frame it, but they didn't beat a good team this year. And I mean, even Dallas had their way with them. So you got to kick the tires on the market. Let's be honest. There's somebody's going to give multiple good first round picks. Giants have 2 great first round picks. Philly has 3, none of them top 10. So Tampa Bay, ahoy me Brady. Do you know Tom Brady has won 17 of his last 20 playoff games? Isn't that insane? His 35th playoff win. I thought in the first half he was great. Also, I think Tampa coached 2 different games. I think in the first half they were super aggressive, and then they got a lead, and they didn't have Fournette and Ronald Jones, and they're not going to be as good running the ball without Fournette and Ronald Jones. Plus, Tristan Wirfs got hurt. Jensen, the center, got hurt. So they're not a great killing the clock team when they're missing their 2 best offensive linemen, arguably, and their 2 best running backs. That's why they were clunky in the third quarter. But in the first half, when they were hyper aggressive, they looked real good. San Francisco dominated with Debo. Debo Samuel, 72 yards rushing touchdown. In the Super Bowl era, most rushing yards by a wide receiver. I think he's my favorite non-quarterback in the league. I mean, he can do anything. He's great after the catch, great hands. He can block. You can use him in the backfield. There's just not a lot of Debo Samuels out there. He's got pull-away speed. He's clever. He can put his head down and run over linebackers. Dallas. What was Dak? 14 penalties, 53% completion percentage. I didn't think he played particularly well, but I think we've got a book on Dak. He needs rushing help. He didn't get it. So they're going to have to kind of address, outside of Zach Martin, address their offensive line. I think they have to address Zeke Elliott. Tony Pollard, I wouldn't get rid of. Zeke, I would consider it. But we have a pretty clear indication of what Dak is. When you get him rushing yards and support, he's a good quarterback. When you don't and you have him to carry it, he's going to struggle. By the way, Mike McCarthy, 18-16 with this roster since he arrived. Finally, Pittsburgh, one last bender. Well, he finishes 3rd most passing yards behind Peyton Manning and Tom Brady ever in the playoffs. That was the largest playoff loss of his career. I guess here's the positive way to look at it. He got to the playoffs in a good division, in a really good division. So probably 2nd, 3rd best division in football. He got him into the playoffs, and he had 4, 5, 6 really good games. There was a moment early in this season, but old quarterbacks can struggle down the stretch. And they need to throw the ball, get a little more active, throw the ball down the field. I love their receiving core. I think their receiving core is fantastic. And whoever gets, it's got to be attractive to the Aarons and the Russells. They got three dudes who can play. Kansas City, read and weep. Mahomes' playoff career at home, 20 touchdowns and one pick, 6-1. Started slow, finished strong, and they are favored by a couple of points against the Bills. It's one of those teams, not many of these teams. Buffalo's won and Kansas City's won. They could fall behind 17-0 in a playoff game and you'd be like, I'm good with it. I do think what's interesting, though, over the weekend, if I had one big takeaway, Buffalo finally committed to the run, and it was like against a good run defense, not a great run defense. New England's okay, but Singletary, Josh Allen, Moss, it was like, run the ball. If you're going to get into a fireworks show and a track meet with Mahomes, good luck winning at Arrowhead. Slow it down, run the ball, then you got a shot. For Joy and Ryan, great stuff today. We'll see you tomorrow. Speak for Yourself is right around the corner. Fun today. Torrey Holt stopped by. That was great. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Herd.